Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, welcome back. It is Friday. That means Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View Magazine, is with us, and we're going to be talking about stuff today. This is the hyper-local section of the Business News Hour. We do this every Friday. Talk about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. And he knows what to do on account of Jeff Pitts works at City View. Jeff, happy Friday, baby.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, there we go.
It is a happy Friday.
Only two more working days till Monday.
Two more.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you what. Yeah, it's just what
we
do.
What's your favorite day of the week?
A Monday.
Monday?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm over the weekend. You see, in my household, my bride always has like about, 30,000 projects for me to do during the weekend. So I'm just grateful when Monday gets here so I can get back into the swing of things.
Yeah, I hear you.
So,
amen. Yeah.
But my bride has left me. So,
for good?
Well, it's to be seen. She's going camping this weekend.
Camping?
Camping, like with a tent and a fire and, that kind of stuff.
People still do that?
Oh, yeah. Not me, but she doesn't. She asked me the other night, she said, "Well, honey, one of these days you're going to have to go with me." And I said, "No." No. That ain't
it's
happening.
A flat no.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
Not happening. No. Mm-mm. You ain't going to get me out there. Mm-mm.
Have you ever tried camping?
Back in the day when I was doing a lot of horseback riding, we would take horses and backpack into the country. Mm-hmm. And, that was kind of fun, but I was like 25. Now, no, just not doing it. Nope.
Camping days are
camping
over.
Days are behind me. And, and I've said this numerous times. People say, "Well, Libby, why is it that you don't like camping?" And I say, "Well, it's pretty simple. My people had to wander in the desert for 40 flipping years. After that, who wants to go camping? I mean, mana and everything. No, I ain't doing that. Done. We've already done our camping. 40 years worth.
That's a lot of camping.
That's a lot of camping.
In fact, I don't think you can call it camping anymore once you're
probably
40
not.
Years in.
Yeah, it's just, it's kind of a lifestyle. sojourners they were.
Amen.
All right.
Sojourners.
Are we talking about any sojourning this weekend? Anything like that?
Let me see here.
Any sojourning stories?
Sojourning on the docket. Foraging. We have some foraging.
Foraging. Mushrooms?
That's right.
Is it morel time?
It's prime time for mushroom hunting.
Oh. I see where our daughter on Facebook put out a post, said, said, "Anybody selling any morels?" So.
Are they, did she get any takers? I heard it's, even though it's prime season, I talked to the head mushroom hunter the other day. He said, it's kind of tough pickings right now because of the bunch of reasons that I don't understand. But
climate change.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's not what he said, but yeah, maybe. I'm sure it's got something to do with it. But
probably a snowfall we had a couple of days ago. that would put
a damper on things.
That put the hurt on the old mushroom, right? What? Wait, it's snowing? No. Oh gosh. All right. So foraging for mushrooms. All right. So let's start out. What do we got? What's on the list?
Drake Relays tops the list.
All right. Running around a track.
That's right. Are your track running days over?
Yeah. I used to run track.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ran the 440 relay.
Mm-hmm.
And also the 100-yard sprint.
Uh-huh.
And then I tried high hurdles once.
Uh-huh. How'd that go?
That didn't go well. No, it was not good. You know, when I was, and this is before my senior year, this is, I think, my junior, sophomore, I don't know, in high school. And I was kind of tall and thin and long legs, you know, and I could just run like a crazy guy. And then, then they said, Libby, you got to bulk up for football. So I gained like 50 pounds, and that was the end of my track days. But So high hurdles. So I'm so old, Jeff, that our track at our high school.
Cinder?
It was Cinder track, yes, sir.
Huh. Yeah, and I remember Cinder tracks.
Yeah, I doing the high hurdles, and I, of course, missed it and went down in a clump.
Yeah.
And, of course, I had cinders in my knees and elbows for months. So,
What is cinder? I mean, I've been on it. I know what it is, but what is it? Like, where does it come from? Or what?
I think it is coal that has not fully been burned. I think that's where cinders come from. I think. So, you know, back in the day, there was a lot of coal-fired whatever. And I think that's where you got cinders at, and you grind it up and put it on tracks. I don't know. I think.
Huh. I would not have said coal.
I think.
I would have said, like, bricks.
Bricks? Okay.
Yeah, like crushed bricks. That's what I would have said.
I think it's coal.
You're probably right.
Drake not, relays.
Yeah, not a cinder track, by the way. It's blue oval track.
Yes.
Jesse Owens.
Yep.
Will Morant, Rudolph, Carl Lewis, Michael Johnson, Herschel Walker, Glenn Torrance, Jim Ryan, Al Orter, Steve Scott, Bob Hayes. List goes on. They've all been there.
All of them.
So I don't know who's there this weekend, but.
Wow. What a storied tradition.
Yeah.
Wow. And to think it's in des mois.
Too bad it didn't snow on relays weekend.
Yeah.
It kind of just adds to the, it's one of those things where I think they, you know, kind of like the girls basketball tournament, people always sit bad weather. But
yeah. You know, what's interesting about running track now is how skimpy those uniforms are.
Is that right? I haven't seen a track meet in.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know,
many years.
Yeah. It's wow. I mean, it's kind of like, oh my. Anyway, Drake relay. Yeah, we had baggy old white shorts, man. You know, none of this spandex stuff. All right, so.
Remember the old sweatpants?
Oh, yeah, sweatpants. I think I've got them on, as a matter of fact. Well, it's still pandemic time, baby.
I used to want to wear sweatpants every single day, but my parents wouldn't let me wear them to school.
Well, now you can, you see, because it is pandemic time. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. I have not had a pair of shoes on. I mean, real shoes? Like, shoes?
Yeah.
For months. It's always it's tennis shoes.
What do you mean by real shoes?
Well, I mean, you know, like.
You mean like dress shoes?
Yeah, dress shoes. Like,
yeah.
With a heel and a polish. I'm really finicky about my shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, I polish them all the time, make sure that they're sharp looking, you know. And so I have not had a pair on for over a year. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
All right. We got to move on. We got Drake realize. All right. What else you got? Sorry.
Velveteen Rabbit. Oh, still going on still the Playhouse. Not last chance, but yeah. Plays through May 2nd. When a child loves a toy, the toy becomes real to the child.
That's right.
But is there any magic and make a toy truly real?
Did you have a stuffed toy favorite?
Yeah, I had a little bear named Tony.
Tony. Oh, that's nice.
His original name was Wendell, but I couldn't pronounce
Wendell, so it was Tony.
It's Tony.
Very good.
Had a diaper.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Velveteen Rabbit.
Moving on from Velveteen Rabbit, we go straight to She Kills Monsters.
We talked about this last week.
Yep, still going on. This goes through Sunday. Dive into the virtual world of Dungeons and Dragons.
Whoa.
From the comfort of your home, you can see it online.
Who's doing this?
This is the Young Des Moines Young Artist Theater.
Got it.
Des Moines Young Artist. It's a high octane dramatic comedy, laden, homicidal fairies, nasty ogres, and 90s pop culture.
Hey, there's a mixture. There's something to draw to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to meet whoever wrote their hype.
Yeah, good hype. Good hype, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Also, Central College Theater Department presents Nonsense.
Nonsense.
N-U-N-sense. Nonsense. At Crudenire Theater in Pella, the story follows the Little Sisters of Hoboken as they attempt to pay for the burials of 52 sisters who were accidentally poisoned by their cook.
Ouch.
Man.
Yeah, it's kind of brutal.
A lot going on there. Nonsense.
Nonsense. Yeah, I thought it was going to be kind of a comedy or something, but it sounds like it's kind of serious.
No, it is a comedy.
Oh, really?
It says it's farcical. Yeah.
I see. So 52 nuns are dead, so we're going to make a comedy out of that. I don't know.
Farcical variety show fundraiser.
I don't think I'd play that game. Ever tell you about the time that I made a quarter?
You don't joke about nuns, huh?
No. No. No.
Probably wise.
You don't mess with the nuns.
Wait, what'd you say about a quarter?
So I was a kid growing up in Detroit, and there was St. Mary's Catholic Church. It was this big edifice, and it had these huge wooden doors.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, as Jewish kids, we were always, you know, afraid of the Catholic Church. I mean, you know, you don't go close to that, man. Uh-uh. And that was at the time that the nuns wore these big brown habits, you know, and they had this crucifix that was like 3 foot long hanging from their. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, this is serious stuff.
They're legit.
Yeah, and I remember having Catholic friends talking to them and how the nuns had beat them in school. you didn't mess with these nuns.
Yeah.
So we're walking home from someplace one day, and one of my buddies says, "Hey, I'll give you a quarter if you go over across the street and knock on that big door of the church." So a quarter was pretty, you know, it was
attractive. Substantial back then.
Right.
Right. In 1836.
Correct. Yeah. Did they have quarters? Anyway, so I run across the street, but I did more than just knock on the door. Yeah. I grabbed the handle and I opened it about 2 feet and slammed it shut and ran like hell across the street and collected my quarter. I was almost, you know, hitting for 50 cents. I said, "Hey, man, I opened the door too." But, true story.
And you lived to tell about
it. I did. Nobody swung anything at me. Nobody beat me. But, you know, you just don't mess with nuns. No.
You don't mess with nuns.
Ask the president. He'll tell you.
Will he?
Oh, yeah. Don't mess with it now. No. Sister Simone, you know, Sister Simone is one of the nuns on the bus. She was the founder, I think, of the Nuns on the Bus. I interviewed her about 8 years ago or so.
Uh-huh.
That was fun. I mean, she really, what a wonderful person. And, But, you know. You know, you ask a question, and Sister Simone would give you the answer, and you just went, "Yes, ma'am." There ain't no messing with the nuns. So, Nonsense, Central College.
Nonsense in Pella. And that's live, too, not online.
Of course.
So.
There you go.
Yep. Let's see. Iowa Wild play this weekend, Friday night and Sunday. And guess who they're taking on?
Chicago?
No, they're taking on the Rockford Ice Hogs.
Oh, well, that's kind of close to Chicago.
Seems like they're always taking on the Ice Hogs.
Yeah,
seems
we
like
hate them. Yeah, they just
the Ice Hogs.
Hate
they're
them.
They're hogs.
I know. It's awful. Just awful. What was that? It was good. Oh, I got to call those guys down at Iowa Wild. I got a phone call from them the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to be a season ticket holder. And then COVID came, and I'm going, why am I paying all this money if I can't go anywhere?
Right.
So I said goodbye. Uh-huh. And so I'm kind of I'm thinking, I'm not convinced, but I You may want to get back into the swing of things. I just love ice hockey, and this team is so good. And and Mr. Fredrickson, the president of the club, is just a wonderful guy. He's originally from the Detroit area as well. So,
is that right?
Oh, yeah. Although he was in the rich part of Detroit, not me. I was.
Which part were you in?
I was in the middle class part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Middle class. Oh, so there's.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Iowa Wild taking on the Rockford Ice Hogs. We hit them.
You betcha.
Friday and Sunday.
Friday and Sunday at the Well. More foraging.
Oh, yeah.
In Waukee, citywide garage sale.
Oh, boy. Just like Adell last week.
That's right. Boy.
So
you might find me there.
Yeah, well, they got all kinds of, of course. Now, if you go to Waukee, it's a really different deal. If you go to Waukee's garage sale versus going to Adell's garage sale,
uh-huh.
I mean, it's a different socioeconomic class. And so you'll probably pick up the really cool stuff in Waukee where you could have maybe found some farm stuff over there in Adell.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Adell, though, it's kind of like Waukee.
It's coming.
Although I haven't been there recently, but from what I read, it's...
None of us have been anywhere recently. What are you doing? What is that?
Oh, you can hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
I'm just crossing things off.
Oh.
I actually printed the list today. So
that's pretty impressive.
Squint to the computer. So I've got the paper in front of my hands, and I'm crossing things off. Didn't think you could hear me. That microphone is sharp.
Yeah, hey, we only get the best, man.
So what's your strategy on garage sales? If it's weekend, you know, they start usually on Thursday. They end on Saturday. Would you rather be the early bird? You get kind of the pick of the, but if you go on late Saturday,
you get the bargains.
Yeah, you can negotiate. You know, you're negotiating against them having to take it to the dump.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't do garage sales. I just don't, because I've got so much stuff in the room of doom already. I just don't need any more stuff. So, you know. But
it's not stuff. It's inventory.
Inventory, yeah. No, it's only inventory if it's got some value. You can sell the stuff. Although, there you go. Back to the garage sale.
You should open up that room of doom.
And charge people?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a scary thing.
Is Windsor Heights, do they have a garage sale?
I don't know.
Should.
We've had a couple of, I think they've done, I don't know. Yeah, they should. They should. All right, so garage sailing in Waukee this weekend.
I know they have a junk day.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty popular. Lots of people, you know, put stuff out there on the curb. Lots of people just disappears.
I still have a, I grabbed an old wooden foosball table. I didn't even know they made them. Still got it.
Nice.
Just takes up space. The reason they threw it away. It was bought at Ace Hardware for $5. The price tag's still on it.
What?
Like probably like in 1950. Like this is an old, like, handmade wooden foosball table.
Ooh. Wow. That's got to be kind of cool.
It looked cool to me, but it's kind of broken. It's hard to play with. I replaced a couple of the spindles, but they still don't. It just doesn't slide like the new.
Sure, but I mean, you know, wow. Oh, speaking of sliding things and having games, where I read just recently that Smash Park is opening up a place in Ankeny. Is that right?
I miss that.
Yeah.
No.
Someplace there.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Smash Park's coming to Ankeny.
I believe so. I think, you know, I get so many press releases. I mean, it's just not funny.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
Late.
Yeah, just boom, 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 boom. And, you know, so I'll read the headline and then I'll move on. And, you know, so I think that's what it is. Smash Park going to Ankeny, I believe. So.
Huh. How about that?
I'll start a rumor. Yeah.
So mushroom hunting, we already talked about that.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about.
You know, they sell for $40 to $70 a pound.
Well, that's out of my daughter's price range. But what we didn't tell about, you didn't talk about where this is going on. Where is this foraging?
In your backyard, in the woods, by your anywhere. There's no specific place. I was just pointing out this is prime season.
I see.
This is the heart of the season. The season runs from basically third week of April until the week after Mother's Day.
We're there then.
Second Sunday. So
we're there.
Yeah. Get out there and find some mushrooms.
You betcha.
I was thinking about stepping out in the woods this weekend. I've got woods near my house, and I don't think anyone's ever in them. So there's a chance.
Chance, yeah.
But I don't really know how to do it or what I'm looking for.
You better get the right mushroom or it's curtains.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, all right. I mean, we want you around for a while because who in the hell would I talk to on Friday, you know, about this, you know, if you weren't doing this?
Hey, speaking of Smash Park, by the way.
Yeah, trivia night.
Wednesday at Smash Park. 90s hair band bingo.
There you go. Bingo this time, huh? 90s hair band bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like AC/DC and that kind of stuff?
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Okay.
They were really like 70s, but do they still qualify as...
I don't know.
I mean, they were still playing in the 90s.
I don't know.
Maybe it's like Guns N' Roses and Metallica.
Metallica. There you go. I could never understand that music. It just didn't... It, you know, that the music just wanted me to do things.
I'll leave it at that. How does it happen that big hair bands happen? Like,
well, is it, you know, I don't know.
Why is it that, like, in the 80s, all the bands, is it just one band kind of innovates that look and then
everybody could be.
I mean, then, you know, the 90s is the grunge thing, and then,
well, you know, you look at what happened with the Beatles. I mean, how many 60s groups, you know, kind of, you know, they grew their hair a little longer. Yeah, I remember when the Beatles came out and everybody was going, "Oh my god, their hair, it's awful. You know, look how long it is." And then the alter ego, the Stones, came and everybody's going, "Oh, look, that's really long." It's problematic. All right. We got to go. We're nigh on to time, my friend.
We're out of time?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we're out of time.
Okay.
I don't need to mention the rest of that stuff.
All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, he is with City View. He's the managing editor over there. So he comes in each week and we riff about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro, always adding a little extra to the conversation. Jeff, thanks so much for doing this.
Tell your bride as she camps, $40 to $70 per pound for mushrooms. So yeah, make that time useful out there.
That's right. Yeah, as long as you're camping out there, Georgie, go check out. Yeah, right. Make some money. Get some mushrooms. I should have said that before she left. I'll text you. All right, that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for being with us for all week long. This has been Stuff to Do in the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week with Jeff Pitts from City View. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales marketing Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those people and for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.